You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Gather Wisconsin have introduced their 2025 Prime Rib Trail as part of an effort to showcase restaurants across the state. The 16-restaurant trail includes four locations in the Northwest Wisconsin region, including Chicken Chasers Bar and Grill in Fall Creek, Jake's Supper Club in Menominee, Lehman's Supper Club in Rice Lake, and Pine Creek Pit Stop in Ashland. Residents can also nominate their favorite restaurant for consideration in the 2026 Prime Rib Trail on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website or on social media. University of Minnesota Duluth union workers have officially gone on strike along with union workers from other UM campuses. Union officials say they authorized the strike because the University of Minnesota failed to meet the needs of their 1,400 union workers across the system. The union workers include critical positions like food service, sanitation, and maintenance. Union leaders also say they urged members to accept the last deal offered by the university system, but 82% of their members voted against it. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding residents to check a used vehicle they're planning to buy for potential flood damage. According to a press release, water damage can be difficult to spot and could cause mechanical and electrical issues. Before purchasing the vehicle, residents should check for a damp or musty smell, look for water signs, discoloration, or mud in the engine, and test the functionality of all electrical components. Buyers should also consider having their own mechanic inspect the vehicle. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that archery and crossbow deer hunting season opens this weekend. According to a press release, the two seasons will run through January 4th, except in counties and subunits that have extended their seasons through January 31st. DNR officials say the early archery and crossbow seasons are a great opportunity for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before additional hunting pressure changes their patterns. Bonus authorizations are still available in a number of counties. The city of Shell Lake is working to determine where a recently donated sculpture should be placed amid debate among residents. At their August meeting, the Plan Commission heard input from community members on their recommendation to place the sculpture of a woman paddleboarding with her dog in Memorial Park, with some arguing it didn't belong in a park created for veterans and others arguing the park is used by the general public. The commission unanimously voted to recommend accepting the sculpture and creating a committee to decide where to place it. The city of Ashland has received $1 million in grant funding for an overdue road reconstruction project. According to city officials, the funding from the Community Development Block Grant Program will be used for the reconstruction of 13th Avenue East between Highway 2 and 6th Street East. The project will also see the replacement of a water main installed in the 19th century that has become a common source of problems for the city. Officials say there are a number of other roads in the area that are also long overdue for repairs. A newly proposed bill could expand Wisconsin's move-over law to include non-emergency vehicles. Under current state law, drivers are required to move over when approaching an emergency vehicle with flashing lights, including tow trucks assisting a crash or law enforcement authorities conducting a traffic stop. The new legislation would also require drivers to move over for any vehicle with flashing or hazard lights on the shoulder. Wisconsin would be the 20th state in the country to pursue the expansion of the move-over law. Xcel Energy is launching a new initiative to offer free home energy assessments to income-qualified customers. According to a press release, the new initiative is meant to help those customers improve their home energy efficiency and reduce their energy bills. The home energy assessments will be conducted by trained contractors with special equipment designed to detect areas where the air could be escaping the home or gaps in the insulation. Qualified customers can schedule their free home energy assessment on Xcel Energy's website. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have submitted their final proposal for the state's Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. According to a press release, the final proposal was submitted to the National Telecommunications and Information Administration last week. The program seeks to make affordable and reliable high-speed internet available to all homes and businesses in the state. If the final proposal is approved, construction on new broadband infrastructure could begin in 2026. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has officially announced his candidacy for governor in the 2026 election. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in the Democratic primary field weeks after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not be seeking a third term. In his announcement, he said his background and experience in office make him uniquely prepared for the job. If victorious in the first gubernatorial race without an incumbent since 2010, Crowley would be the state's first black governor, while Rodriguez would be the first woman elected. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Hellman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Reese Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday, kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of The Office should probably know by now there is a spinoff of the show called The Paper. The show dropped last week and is shot in the same mockumentary style as The Office was. The pilot of the show lacked some of that natural quirkiness that The Office had. There were a few laughs, but I don't see the show going that far without a Steve Carell or Rainn Wilson. If you're interested to see for yourself, check out The Paper on Peacock. The highly awaited Task has dropped on HBO. Series creator and showrunner Brad Inglesby is also the creative force behind the critically acclaimed Mayor from Easttown. Heading up the cast is Mark Ruffalo, who is joined by Tom Pelfrey, Amelia Jones, and nightlight pal Jamie McShane. The show follows a task force led by Ruffalo that is trying to stop a series of home robberies. I watched the pilot, which aired last weekend, and really dug it. Unfortunately, we only get one episode a week from HBO. New episodes drop at 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Definitely worth a look, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Mayor from Easttown with Kate Winslet. Neil Diamond fans might want to start making plans for the holidays. Song Sung Blue, named after the Neil Diamond hit, finally has a release date and will hit theaters nationwide on Christmas Day. The perfect day to give us a reprieve from Christmas tunes. The film is based on a true story of a Wisconsin-based couple who formed a Neil Diamond tribute band called Thunder and Lightning. Mike and Claire Sardina were down on their luck musicians living in Milwaukee. Once they started performing together and singing those feel-good Diamond tunes, they became a local phenomenon. The film is based on the 2008 documentary of the same name by Greg Coe. The film has serious star power. The cast is led by Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, with an ensemble that includes the Sopranos' Michael Imperioli, Ella Anderson, and Jim Belushi. Song Sung Blue is directed by Craig Brewer. Go to YouTube and check out the trailer, waiting with bated breath to find out if Sweet Caroline will be in the film. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Given the life Charlie Sheen has led, apparently it was impossible to fit all of his transgressions or adventures into his recent two-part documentary that just dropped. The Book of Sheen is available for readers September 9th. Just some juicy facts that Sheen shared ahead of the release are how he dealt with his HIV diagnosis in 2011 and an intervention that was disguised as his father Martin Sheen's 50th birthday party. Sheen was whisked away to a rehab facility, but he wasn't quite ready. He apparently needed one more night of partying, which included judging a bikini contest in Palm Springs. Sheen told the nurse at the rehab facility he would be back the next morning at 9 a.m. or he would give her $1 million. A man of his word, after doing cocaine all night and judging said bikini contest with Nicolas Cage, Sheen returned at 8:44 a.m. to commence rehab. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected through about mid-morning. Then you can expect a mix of clouds and sun with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. A beautiful day on Thursday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 76. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.